Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I love liberty. I love life. I love gusto. I love freedom. I love honor. I'm not letting a bunch of pot-bellied, demonic, psych warfare experts take over our society. And I know you're not as well. John in England, you're on the air. We're steaming towards Alan Watt in T-minus 7 minutes. Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Right. You know, one of the biggest tricks of the New World Order, the scientific dictatorship play on us, is emasculating people, making them feel weak and powerless.
Yeah, and I feel powerful.
In order to beat these people, what we have to do is we have to take our power back and take inspiration from Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Henry Thoreau, and become civil rights leaders. We can't sit there on our asses getting fat, waiting for someone else to go out and change the world for us.
But I agree with you, but the system, it tells us who the new civil rights activists are. You know, the new civil rights is the government being able to teach seven-year-olds how to fist. And the new civil right is having your children body scanned by the pervert government that sexually tortures everybody worldwide. That's their favorite. We need to define that it's liberty and freedom in the Constitution. Go ahead.
Exactly. What they've done is they've co-opted all these wonderful causes such as freedom and liberty and libertarianism, and they've perverted them. It's like Alan Greenspan at the Federal Reserve claiming to be a libertarian. It's just complete rubbish. They've taken all these noble causes and they've perverted them. We have to take them back. We have to take them back ourselves as civil rights leaders.
And we have to identify the system as criminal and lying scum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, 50 years ago, everybody knew not to trust the government and to keep it small. Okay, it's common sense. We're going to get hurt real bad by it and learn the lesson, but the globalists have studied revolutions and resistance and peaceful renaissance, and they are scientifically trying to block it.
Exactly. And they take it from the left and they take it from the right. That's the false left-right paradigm. They co-opt everything and they pervert everything and they twist everything. But we have to take back these wonderful ideas from Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and be civil rights leaders ourselves and get out there. And that's what groups like We Are Change are trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do as an individual, and that's what I believe you're trying to do, Alex. And I really appreciate the help that you've given to start this movement. And
well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, John, in England. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. You're on the air, Joe. Yeah, you gave me a fresh list, but then let me see. Ryan in Alaska, go ahead.
Hey, am I there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I know you don't like bothering celebrities with this kind of stuff, but a couple articles on Prison Planet mentioned that they're going to be bothered with this stuff too, and people are going to be paying for naked images of them. And
well, here's the deal. I may have woken up a lot of people and may have talked to this person a couple times or had this person call me a few times. I may know that Bruce Willis was woken up by myself, and that's on record. I may have woken up Keanu Reeves. I may have woken up Charlie Sheen. I may have woken up Brad Pitt. But good luck getting anybody but Charlie Sheen, because he's a wild man, he's a real person, to go out and do something public. I've talked to a lot of these people, a lot of other names, some of them even bigger than the ones I just listed, if it's actually possible, yes. It is. You know, icons of Hollywood know what's going on. And they all know Hollywood's almost completely dominated by CIA and Justice Department. They know they'll be destroyed. I mean, you heard on air, or did he say it on air? Yeah, Braverman, big TV producer, he talked about how Spielberg basically runs Hollywood. If he doesn't like it, he gets it shut down. You know, because they know if they lose Hollywood, they lose everything. They either have to be fake right-wing like Tom Selleck or fake liberal like Barbara Streisand. It's all, everybody's on a reservation in this mind cult, this government cult that tells us what we can do, how we can do it, how we must behave, how we must act, how we must think. Anything else, Brian?
No, that's it. Thanks for taking
the call. God bless you, sir. Yes, I may know a lot of these people, but I can't get them to do anything.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the next 2 days, I am going to write up the rules for the contest we're launching to expose the naked body scanners that the London Guardian reports, according to British law, is child pornography. It's going in Europe, England, the United States, and Canada simultaneously from two major companies. Billions of dollars of these were ordered in the last year, set to go in this year. They have the underwear bomber clearly staged to fearmonger everyone to go, I guess we've got a naked body scan. The troops in Iraq in the prisons and at checkpoints wouldn't even body scan women. In fact, pull up the photo from yesterday for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The news shows you blurred out images. This is what's really being recorded. And the people have a right to know. Full genitalia, full breast, everything. And they're going to do this to your children, your wife, everyone. They're going in everywhere. We need lawsuits to be filed. We need injunctions to be filed. We need protests of the stock of these companies. Find out if your 401k has a mutual fund or something in it or in your money market that owns these companies. We're going to be cataloging. I need people out there to catalog all this. I mean, we have limited staff, but we're going to launch that to boycott and protest that, to educate the public. Because if they can break our will with naked body scanners and let you be publicly humiliated and break your spirit, they can get away with anything. First, it's thumbprinting and face scanning to get driver's license. Then it's take your shoes off, your belt off, answer questions, not being able to have a blanket in your lap on a plane. If you're in the toilet more than 10 minutes, they land the plane, it's national news. All these acts of submission, all these acts of supplication, we're going to hit them hard. We have a listenership of millions of people. hundreds of newspapers. I didn't even count it. 30, 40, 50 more Japanese TV, British TV, Canadian TV, U.S. TV, national TV, local TV, hundreds of papers, the local papers in Austin, the papers south of me. Front page, the Obama Joker poster. We make the Obama Joker poster. We have a contest. But folks won $5,000 for that. And they tried to intimidate people and said they couldn't do it. People resisted the intimidation. They posted them everywhere. And it took this image of this God Obama and showed him for what he really is, a criminal thug. We defiled their God, their big daddy figure. And it was also an exercise in showing the people the power of just pamphleteering. Just posting posters in your local area where other people post them, where it's legal and lawful or common law lawful. They can't selectively enforce and say, oh, we've got some old county rule that you can't, but we let everybody else post stuff, but you can't. $5,000 starting now in 1 month for the best video, and I'd like it to be posted to YouTube because that's where over half the video views are going on, but you ought to doppelgang it and post it somewhere else as well. We're going to create the contest pages, $5,000 for that, $10,000 for the best naked protest. Now, follow your local laws, but all over the country, the courts have found for art or for protest, people are allowed to be nude. I suggest you wear Speedos or something. And obviously, attractive women, you want to fight the New World Order, this is a way to smash them. You're going to be recorded naked and kept by the government. They're going to then make your children do it. To save the children, we have to do this. Look at this beautiful, young, 20-something-year-old woman, completely naked. Look at her breast. Look at her body. Look at her. That is what they're seeing. And I told you, Homeland Security is now saying, and the former head of British Security, in fact, I forgot to print that article. It's on Prison Planet. I told people on Monday, came out yesterday, they're now proposing even more high-powered scanners that see into the body for hidden bombs under the skin. Because they could sew up a bomb under their skin and unsew it in the bathroom. I mean, we need to wear taser bracelets, they're now saying, or maybe Al-Qaeda will get us. See how it's just always more, more, more. We're going to Alan Watt for the balance of the two-hour broadcast here in just a moment. We're now, again, 12 minutes into the third hour today, four-hour transmission, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. $5,000 for the protest of the body scanners. Launching now, 1 month from now, the videos will all be posted. We'll post them as they come in, and you'll win $5,000. $10,000 for the best video shot. Can you imagine the level of views these are going to get? People will then learn, and you ought to incorporate the images of what the body scans show and then point out, we're doing this because this is what's really happening to you. And if we're going to have to bear it in here, we're going to bear it out there to show the public, to shock them. This is the kind of thing that will make the government come after me, folks. This is really effective, peaceful stuff. This is what I'm really all about. We're taking a big risk doing this. I think you obviously know that. Because we're the tip of the spear. We come up with these ideas. We came up with the idea to have the states and the cities swear to the Bill of Rights. 800-plus cities, 5 states, pass laws against the Patriot Act saying their police wouldn't comply with unconstitutional orders. That got picked up by everybody. That was very successful. How many things have we launched? The going to press conferences confronting politicians. We launched that. Code Pink, everybody else, We Are Change have implemented it. We Are Change for good. Code Pink, more often than not for good. My wife had this idea. Why? My wife, only for a year, worked for PETA, very pretty. And she went to Tokyo and a few other places and just took her top off, and it was the cover of hundreds of newspapers and magazines against killing whales. Okay? She painted herself up like a cheetah and everything and went out there. She got arrested, too, in Japan, but they dropped the charges. Again, everywhere in the country, it's legal and lawful. In Austin, they've had a bunch of court cases where women at protest have been naked, and what was it, 15 years ago, more, they lost the court case, so now women, you'll be on the hike and bike trail, and they walk by naked, as part of their feminism or whatever. The point is, this is, and we were on the green belt the other day. I took Aaron and Rob for a 5-mile hike, little hike. This woman comes walking by with her top off, but the point is, She wasn't very attractive, I'll tell you, but that's fine. I mean, the issue was, is that, but this can't wait. So we're going to have a big protest date where everybody does it. I say we can't wait long. We'll set that out in about 2 weeks from now, where everybody who wants to do it at the same date, federal courthouses, where they're implementing this tyranny, off the property of airports, you know, the side of the highway at the entrances. $10,000 for the best video, that'll be judged in a month. But I wouldn't wait. And again, obviously, the number of hits will be important. How effective it is, what you have to say, it needs to be 10 minutes long or shorter. All right, I'm going to go to Alan Watt. We're going to do that. I'm talking to lawyers, other experts, looking at the U.S. code. These are federal reservations. The airports have been illegally taken over by the feds. They're off their jurisdiction. They're now metastasizing out with the TSA teams. It's checkpoints all over the country, as we told you 7 years ago they would do, searching everyone from Dallas to New York, from Los Angeles to Miami, wanding everyone, troops on the streets. I've got more articles today. Here, we've got color scans of this up on Infowars.com, but here's the black and white color copy. Clear U.S. Army troops involved in house-to-house searches in Massachusetts. That's all going on. I mean, we're just being hit from every side, but these body scanners are the key with, like, you know, these different psychological syndromes where people serve the abuser. The Stockholm Syndrome and others. We got to stand up and say, you know what? We're going to use you trying to humiliate us naked to make us submit to you with these strip searches, with these men looking at the women and children and men being scanned and laughing, all these photos of them smiling as the naked woman is in the scanner. This is a strip search. We've got to show the public that. Alan Watt, what do you think of my idea? My wife's idea.
It's, it could go either way, actually. I was thinking of someone who did that over the last few years as a big art publicity stunt.
And yeah, they do it in major cities from New York to Madrid.
Yeah, and so in a sense, it becomes almost acceptable. And we're also living in a culture that's been promoting this, again, from certain quarters for certain purposes.
Well, Alan, I understand that the globalists at certain levels have been desensitizing, but this is using their own system against them.
I think people should all turn up fully clothed and just put the protest out there. That's how we want to stay. You know, personally, I don't want. What's going to get pushed here is the fact that they're going to have.
No. Alan, this is why I disagree with you, and I rarely do. They're making you take your clothes off in the scanner.
We are saying,
look at what you want us to do. I think it's going to be devastating to them. But
I'll tell you what I would do. I'll tell you what I would do personally. I would just take photographs of all the mass graves of World War II and the Soviet Union, of all the naked bodies, and have like placards of that. And
genius.
And saying, we're not going to end up like this. No, thank you.
Exactly. Being unclothed, taking your shoes off, then all your clothes, it's a supplication. It's like herding people in to be shot in pits, stripping them down naked. Oh, man, that's another great thought right there. That'd be a good poster. Dead bodies with the image of the naked woman from the scanner saying, we've seen this before. Don't airport scan. Go ahead.
Yeah, because that's where you have to get in, as to where this is going. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's degradation. It's the dehumanization of the individual and the people in general, human beings in general. And it's not going to...
Training us, we have no dignity, no privacy, yeah. All the big government making us do it.
Yes, and they've already said that they're going to keep these files forever. And they can also project how you're going to look in 10, 20, 30 years' time, according to all your profile and your genetic history and yada yada. And they'll be able to spot you wherever you are in the world.
It's a biometric body scan. Absolutely,
yeah.
Alan.
Yeah. So really, what they're telling you is not only do you not own your body, you own nothing. You don't even own the patents to your own genes. They're telling you you're a piece of property.
And they're telling us that they take all our baby's blood at birth. That's now admitted.
Oh, yes. And Australia came out through the fact they've been doing it for 30 years. One of the listeners went to get it back from them. They have them stored up in certain quarters. He wasn't allowed to get a hold of it 30 years ago.
Globally implemented 37 years ago.
Yep.
Absolutely, Alan. Stay there. Let's go over the body scanners, the humiliation, a lot more. And we want more ideas. Everybody take action. We're going to expose the naked body scanners, shocking the public into seeing how much we're being made to reveal.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11.2670. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.5739, $5.7870 for a half ounce, or $2.8935 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.5739, $5.7870, and $2.8935.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson with the headline, Breaking the Will of the People, The Real Purpose of Body Scanners. And you scroll down, it shows the Nazis and others strip-searching women in World War II. And that's what this is really all about. Going back to Alan Watt, great idea pointing out that they always strip you down before they kill you. I mean, it's a real act of submission. Do you agree with me that this... telling everyone you will be naked body scanned, a key point in our conditioning, and we must resist it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a definite one, because Blair was talking about this long before this happened, this latest farcical incident. And it's an ongoing process of depersonalization, dehumanization, and getting the public to accept the fact that they're nothing but cattle, literally nothing but cattle, feel small, you start to obey and submit. Submission is what they're after for what's coming after this. But if I was going to have a demonstration, I'd also have them wear those fake tattoos on their forearms as well, or barcodes and all the rest of it as well, just to prove a point. This is all done before, and this is where it ends up, in these pits with bulldozers pushing bodies into pits. That's what I'd say, yeah.
That's a great idea. Hand out images of the women in the naked body scanners with barcodes on their heads. Add that. Or women and men can put barcodes on their heads, on their bodies, paint themselves with barcodes as some type of covering. Now, that's another excellent idea, Alan. Of course, what comes next here is medicalizing all this, taking blood and urine at the checkpoints. That's already happening under federal grants, warrantless taking of blood. They're also now announcing the DNA databases they've had globally implemented for 37 years. All of this, implantable microchips comes next. They're pushing that. They want in our bodies.
Well, they decided a long time ago that a stage would come where they'd have to gradually eradicate most of humanity so that a million people could live in high luxury. That's a statement still put out by the United Nations today. They say that we can either live as 7 or 8 billion peasants in a low state of living, or 1 million people can live in a high state. So they're bringing us down through sterilization, through the total destruction of the family, don't have children. And it's an ongoing, long-term project. But in the meantime, they must further humiliated, submissive to the authorities. And when you're trained, the whole technique of training is to first break the first priority, which is self-preservation and rights. You break that
and modesty.
The next level.
And modesty. Everybody knows the most evil governments strip you.
What it presents is no privacy.
What do they do when you first come into a prison? They strip you and do a medical exam to humiliate you.
And they hose you down, yeah. They hose you down in front of other prisoners, and they laugh at you, make jokes about you. And that's all part of it, to humiliate the people.
And when they arrested the protesters and my camera guy, they tortured Luke Radowski and others, made fun of them when they went to the bathroom, strung them up naked, and had troops there running it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And they joke away and laugh away, whether you're male or female.
And, of course, that's really dehumanizing the soldiers as well.
It does. It actually brutalizes them. It teaches them to be more brutal. Because this odd thing happens, it's been tested many times with different experiments, that they get into their roles, they begin to despise the meek and humble, groveling prisoners, and they become brutal. This is standard fare.
Then they have their project Hostile Intent, where they're face scanning your facial expression, saying, oh, you were frowning. That's my probable cause that you're a terrorist.
Exactly. In fact, they don't like any possible comeback. They take it personally when you look them in the eye, and they actually teach special forces what to do when you're in prison. Be humble, always look at the floor, never look it in the eye.
And remember 1984 when Winston said you had to watch the look on your face?
Well,
we're now here.
Yeah, this is an old technique. You see, even with the movie, a very good movie is called The Madness of King George. King George was mad. He had manic depressive doubts. And
look at Bilderberg. They're not allowed to look at him in the face there. I'm sorry. Go ahead. King George.
Back then, people don't realize that it was a crime. It was a crime to look the king in the eye. An absolute crime. You were locked up in prison for it. And that was in the 1800s. And right up into the 1900s, you were not allowed to look them in the eye. Hillary Clinton did the same thing when she was in the White House. None of the staff could look her in the eye. It was a major offense. And this is the standard technique of the psychopath at the top. Who's utterly brutal and wants total subservience from all the meek and humble beneath them. And the more you comply and be meek and humble, the more they despise you for being so weak.
And then that legitimizes their abuse of you and their sadomasochistic minds. And notice all the torture in Iraq and the secret bases in Europe. It's all sexual. That's been declassified. Raping children, using battery acid, Jeffrey Dahmer Hellraiser stuff is now good. The psychopaths are turning the whole world's psychological atmosphere into hell.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
In the next few days, we'll post all the details at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Three new contests. $10,000 for the best protest video, and it can be whatever you want. I think that the topless thing, bare minimum, because the public doesn't fully understand, you are naked being recorded. I think it's going to devastate them, use their own tools against them, because that's an act that you willfully do instead of them forcing you. You are taking that like judo and using it against them. $5,000 for the best poster against airport scanning, and whoever puts up the most and does the best job. Okay, you will win $5,000. And then what was the other one I came up with? It was another $5,000 for something. I'll have to go back and listen. I was spontaneously thinking of that on air. I said $5,000 for something else. There was another form of protest that I said was another $5,000. I'm going to have to go listen to that. Did we write notes on that? My third? No. There's three contests. $10,000 for the protest, best video, preferably topless. Oh, $5,000 for the best political stunt. That's right. Good job, dude. $5,000 for the best political stunt. Legal banner hangs. Of course, they all selectively enforce that. events, stuff on TV, whatever you can do. Best stunt that you videotape and post to YouTube. Best legal stunt. I mean, that could be in your county where it's legal, putting on a $5,000 free fireworks contest and getting people there and handing out to 5,000 people body scanners and telling them, let's go protest next week. I don't know what the stunts are. I mean, let's see what you come up with. That's $20,000 in prize money. How do I pay for that? You, the listeners, purchase the books and videos from Infowars.com. And we slashed all the prices because of the economy. My mission is to get the materials out. When you get Fall of the Republic for 1995, my latest and most powerful film, it's got Alan Watt in it, Max Kaiser. It's got Webster Tarpley. It's got economist in there, of course, George Humphrey. It's got Gerald Celente. The list just goes on and on. Myself in the film, it documents their whole agenda. And we're having victories against them. They're not invincible because we know their game plan. Get a free T-shirt of your choice or get a free video. We have a bunch of special combo deals right now at Infowars.com. And when you purchase books and videos, you support what we're doing. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by the government like all these globalists, right-wing, left-wing groups. We are patriots standing up, and the globalists hate the example we've made of leadership and strength and honor. They don't want you to know that you have power. They don't want you to know you can stand up. They want to make you hopeless. But we're standing up and showing people the power of the people. Look what happened in Copenhagen. That was annihilated. We'll get Alan Watt's take on that. Infowars.com to take advantage of the deals, the free videos and T-shirts, or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv until next Friday. And then that deal is gone until next year. The New Year special, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, Alan, I'm going to try to shut up now. I'm just so wound up about what's happening because I have never let my family, my children have never flown because I won't have them strip searched or beat up or they're always killing people in the TSA. And I can't watch them humiliated, taking their shoes off and being indoctrinated to be slaves for the next phase of being naked body scanned. And they use the instrumentality of a machine like that makes it okay. Be like instead of a cop shooting you in the head, he had a robot shooting you in the head, so it's okay. It's men looking at a screen of your naked body and saving it. It's even worse than a strip search. It'd be like if they led you in and stripped you and videotaped it and laughed at you. How do we beat this? How do we resist it? How do we not just contribute to the Stockholm syndrome of covering all of this and then people just get hopeless? How do we fight back? How do we defeat these people? Then I want to get into how worldwide, from Germany to New York State, they're arresting homeschooling parents for no reason in big public rage, trumping up fake charges. I'm going to give the number out to that county coming up, folks, for people to call later. Alan, I mean, they are moving on us on every front. Copenhagen was mainly a defeat, but Gordon Brown said, I don't care if you didn't sign on. We're still going to implement it. Alan Watt.
Yes. Again, people have to realize that you're not a nobody. No one is a nobody. And that's been the technique that's been used for so long, is to make us all think we're nobodies. And that special people that come out of special rooms are up there to guide you and manage your lives for you. We have been taught since the 60s onwards to be children, perpetual children. Don't get involved in politics. Ignore it. Just have a good time and play. And now it's all coming home because you have people now who are at that stage of mentality but have never matured. A lot of people out there have never matured. They're living now as they did when they were 18 years of age, even if they're 40. So we're aiming at the people who can still think, who still have a sense of self-respect and know how to give it back to people who have lost it along the way, their own self-respect. Government exists by the will of the people. Government is only an idea. That's all it is. And it only gets away with it. It's like money. If you have faith that money works and someone will accept it, then things will work. If you have faith in the government, it will work. But if you give complete faith to government, it will work in its own way and not for your benefit. However, it still only exists because you allow it to exist. outcomes. But what they don't want is a passive yet subtly aggressive push and mass demonstrations for people to take back their rights and to put the government back in its place. And every government in the world has got to start putting down on its books the recall of people who do not fulfill their promises in elections. When they go off on some strange tangent, as soon as they're in office, they should be out the door immediately.
Instead of in England, the left and right, in the U.S., the left and right, most people are still caught up. They hate the party that's in power. They vote for the party out of power. Then they hate that party. They vote for the next party. It's all staged. We have to have a paradigm shift and stop looking at the low-level puppets and see the real architecture of enslavement.
Yes, and we've got to get the big foundations and the CFR and the Royal Institute of International Affairs out, totally out of politics. In fact, they should be outlawed, to be honest with you, because they've been behind the last 100 years of guiding this whole world and every country in it into this mandated global society of a socialist-type formula with its eugenics agenda, with its takedown of populations to a manageable level, as they call it. These guys have no place in politics. We don't vote them in, and yet here they are with all their members inside the political bureaus and establishments. They've got to be outlawed completely.
And they are parasites, and they love the fact that they're in the process of disarming us, as is happening in Canada right now. Alan, you talk a lot about how they, and this is in their own documents, again, Charlotte Isaby's books full of the documents, about how they're turning man against woman, woman against man, black against white, Muslim against Jew, Catholic against Protestant, Northerner against Southerner, always balkanizing everyone. Here's an article, and give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. France to criminalize shouting at your wife. Married couples could be arrested and charged for insulting each other under a new law in France banning psychological violence. And in the U.S., they're starting to take people's kids if they're seen yelling at them, even if it isn't against the law. And then it says right here that it's going to be implemented with a ticket the first time and then jail time and then huge fines. And it says that they're encouraging men and women to tattle on each other. And women are being taught, your husband's arguing with you, call the police. And so, again, they are literally moving forward with this agenda. I wanted to read one part. Police are being urged to issue a caution in the first instance of a reported crime of raising their voice. But repeated offenses could face a fine or electronic tagging or jail. See, all these petty things that aren't even crimes, everybody's got to be tagged.
Yeah, well, I tell you, people have to stop being politically correct. This is all training people to be politically correct, and they keep updating it off because they know where they're going with it all, into a robotic society. But it's also to make sure that you cannot live outside the government control. In other words, if you're going to have an argument, you must have a professional counselor there to have it. Otherwise,
well, now they're saying out of 60 million or 50 million French, whatever it is, pull up the population number of France, they're saying 157 French men and women killed each other in 2008, and we can't allow that. Like one underwear bomber, all our rights leave, they naked scan us, and now we may have to ban marriage and make everybody live in dormitories because every once in a while people kill each other, and oh my gosh, sometimes parents abuse babies, so 20,000 homes in England, now at birth, cameras go in your home until the kids leave when they're 18, and the government watches you.
That's right.
See, oh, well, my God, sometimes people fight, so we've just got to ban this institution. They're actually talking about it.
It was back in the 1960s, in the American Psychological Association's own magazine. They said that in the 60s, eventually, they'll go put cameras in every citizen's homes. And it will pick up any signs of aggression, such as your mouth going down, eyes narrowing. And they will have an intervention team that will come in straight away before anything happens. Now, we've got to understand, we're simply following through a script here. It's an intergenerational script. It's updated for each generation. And it's not happening by the moment, happenstance, with some strange new idea that came out of Parliament or Congress. It was implemented and written into UN various constitutions 40, 50, 60 years ago.
And now they're announcing their world government. By the way, France has 61.5 million people. And now, Alan, why are they now coming right out and saying, Von Rumpy, the head of the EU, Gore, Gordon Brown, they're all saying global governance is here.
Yep.
They announced at the conference, yes, we want it to be a global one-child policy. Yes, we want to shut down the money so you can't afford to have children, and then we'll CPS them if you're poor. And, yes, this is really all about population reduction, and now Austin has announced the city. Yes, we don't want to build new roads. We're going to force you to take buses. We are your social engineers. We own your butt.
Yeah. Again, a very old agenda. They were written years ago of how they would do this, in fact, and how they would implement it by stages as they gradually altered the perceptions of each generation.
So why are they now announcing it? Why are they getting so bold? Why is everything moving 10 times faster?
They really believe now it's time. They believe now it's time. See, a long time ago, they just said that 2012 was when the UN would come up to its full power and be accepted by the world. They think it's now ready to be accepted by the various populaces of the world. And they're almost right. Most countries will go along because they're so beaten down by everything. They probably will just go along with it. In fact, they'll think, what can we do? We haven't protested anything for years. Most countries have not protested anything for years. So they've been trained to comply and comply and comply. So at the top, they do believe they're ready to accept global governance.
You're right. And, Alan, now suddenly, as you know, on CNN, Fox, they're going, the Japanese are looking at putting lithium in the water, an antipsychotic. Yeah. And the lady on the show says, I think it's a good idea. And suddenly they're going, yeah, we are going to put statins in the water and Prozac. And, yeah, Prozac is in water supplies that don't have runoff that it shouldn't be. Yes, it's going to make you feel better. They're just titrating the dose. For those that don't know, to get used to, say, cobra bites, they give people small amounts of the venom and build it up. And I believe that's why they let Ventura have the TV show. He means well, I mean well, but they believe it's now time to throw it in your face. That's why they're not too worried about me, because they believe it's now time to throw it in your face. I just want to ask the controllers and the bureaucrats that get petty power out of this, who are compartmentalized, do you like giving your kids tap water, in some cases over 300 deadly chemicals, but on average 150 plus? Do you like the fact that your boys are effeminate and a lot of them don't even have a sperm count by the time they're 20? Do you like the fact that everybody's dying of cancer? I mean, do you really like this? But see, it's a psychological trick. They get off on the fact that they feel like they're part of it.
And they also, most people go into denial. They cannot believe that the masters above them would be so bad as to actually do this deliberately. In fact, the masters count on the public saying, well, they're always screwing up. It's got to be a mistake. They wouldn't have meant to do that. And, of course, they did mean to do that, because Julian Huxley said in the 1950s, and he was the first CEO of UNESCO, he said, we shall use all kinds of pharma in drinking water, food, and in inoculations to create a compliant, pliable population.
And in Endgame 1.5, we have Dr. Michael Kaufman reading from official Pentagon sanctioned studies of what they would do by the year 2000 from the 60s. And these are major universities saying, we will hype the sports up for everybody. We will start drugging everyone with the Soma-type drugs we're developing. They said, we will then start breaking up the families. And everyone will be literally like childlike people and then we can start reducing their numbers. So they're just getting everyone ready to where, oh, yeah, everybody on the block's dying of cancer. Well, I guess I'm dying. I love the government. Oh, and the newscasters are, cold is coming tomorrow. Be sure and wear your mittens and your hat. And they talk to you, I heard it on the news this morning, like you're a baby. And the average person kind of, oh, I like the government. And everybody kind of ninnies and is real soft and loves tattling and loves, oh, I got cancer. Oh, good, I love the government. I mean, it's just so sick. It's so sick.
And it was all planned this way and implemented by scientific means. Yeah.
Oh, Alan, what do we do, man? I mean, I am never going to be able to take my kids on a flight, which is what they want. They want us to stop traveling, but I can't let them naked body scan my children.
Well, they even want to do it coming in.
Now they say they're going to have checkpoints on the highways. You won't be able to run from it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. They're talking about putting in the major crossovers of the Canadian borders. So you can't even drive across now without going through this humiliating experience.
They interrogate my people. They make them have proof of the cameras they have with purchases, purchase proof. They harass everyone. They take your laptops. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. This is what totalitarian society happens to be. We're in it. See, people got to realize we're in a totalitarian society. Didn't happen by chance. It was planned a long time ago.
Well, the total proof of that is their own documents, but look how it's the same system worldwide run by the same companies.
Yep.
And what they did, though, is they were smart here. They built the grid, and now they're launching it. They lined up all their cannons and weapons aimed at us, got us ready, and then just started blasting, what, about a year ago?
Yeah. And it's coming down so quickly now, and we've got to get the youngsters. They're getting the bulk of the scientific indoctrination. They're going to grow up accepting it. They already trained them first going through their school scanners to make sure they're getting used to the idea. And I said years ago, this is ongoing for life. They're getting trained for their livelihoods.
And that brings me to the next thing. Yeah. But by the time I left high school, they would bring you in under a federal program and have you answer all these psychological questions so the feds could decide what type of worker bee you should be. Stay there.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
What do you think of this? The parents of four Montgomery County children under arrest for failing to register their homeschooled children with the school district 7 years ago. How is this allowed to happen? Who should be held accountable? Fact finder Marcia Natal went and got some answers.
Is it fair to say that these four children fell through the cracks?
Well, from what I can gather, it sounds like there was education going on, so I don't know if they really slipped through the cracks. They didn't fulfill their legal responsibilities to file with the school district to be homeschooled.
And then they go to the police and talk about how horrible the parents are and how, why don't we have home inspections of all homes? And It's not even illegal to not register your kids. It's a legalese. They use the CPS to swear out that they believe it was child endangerment, meaning you have a kid playing with dynamite or something, which they didn't. So they come and arrest them for a big event, and the media's like, more needs to be done. You have this Soviet outrage of grabbing the kids and arresting the parents and showing their mug shots on TV. And then the message from the media is, that's not enough. Remember, the media is so evil now that nationwide they tell you mercury is good for your brain. I've played that clip probably 150 times. Go to YouTube, type news says mercury is good for brain. We'll play it again. It's only 10 seconds. I mean, Alan, they are practicing insanity and craziness, and we're going to naked body scan you, and we're going to do this and that to just break our will? Or is it that people have been raised now with really no will or no mooring, and so whatever they're told is good?
You're right, with no mooring. You see, there's no cultural mooring anymore. That's why the first big attacks were to destroy all religions that gave you self-respect. Destroy that. They've been very successful, but then told to play during the 70s, the 60s and 70s. Just play the eternal children forever. Don't worry about the big problems. Just go out and have fun. And of course, now we've been trained that way. We believe we're perpetual children. Most folk who are adults today think of themselves in a childish mentality.
Well, it's an illusion, Alan. People drive around in their cars, they pay their taxes, they question nothing. Yeah. They think the world is a wonderland, and they're just passively going. And every time the cops arrest somebody for no reason or take their kids or kill somebody, the victims make excuses for them.
That's right. But they do know that through all their studies over the last 100 years, 87% of the public will always believe what they're told by the major media. They can't hold more than two major crises in their head at the same time. And that way, when they give them a new crisis, they delete the last one. They forget they even had the last one a month ago. Well, first it's the bank crash. Next it's the bailouts. Now the economy's down the tube. Now it's the flu.
And then now they're about to pass government-controlled health care, but we're all talking about body scanners.
Yes. And so that's how it works. 87% of the public can only hold two major things in their head at once. And when the third one comes along, they delay the last one and forget it even happened. So this way you can keep going from crisis.
And I want police and military from crisis to crisis. When you're being brainwashed, now that you've learned these techniques, notice your commanders are doing it. They're taught this stuff, and they think it's neat to be able to shutter minds and control people.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So where people really have lost a sense of dignity and self-respect, and definitely a common culture. That was part of the big, massive communist move for multiculturalism. It wasn't be nice to other cultures. It was to help you destroy your own cohesive majority.
Get rid of all other cultures and replace it with the corporate Borg Prozac culture.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. And so when you have nothing... See, men tend to stand up for their culture. They stand up for their family. When you destroy the culture, the traditions, and their family, they have nothing left to stand up for. They won't fight for anything.
The culture now is men making jokes about sex and acting tough.
And watching sports and guzzling beer, yeah.
Well, Alan, I am so alive. I burn with passion and life and love of liberty and decency and honor. And Madison Avenue first teaches you, as you said, to feel inadequate, to feel pathetic, so then the system can say, this is what makes you adequate, and that's all the slavery and weakness. But then the men feel even weaker, so they dive into weakness even more and are never quenched. And I just wish people knew the burning, animating fire of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. I wish they could feel it flowing in them and through them. I just want that spirit to rise.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.